Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella, and today we're going to hear from Tim Yoder at Tri-County Veterinary Clinic about how to keep your animals safe during the high heat we're going to be experiencing for the rest of the week. All right, well, first going to have you introduce yourself and explain what you do here at the veterinary clinic.
Well, I'm Dr. Tim Yoder, and I'm here at Tri-County Veterinary Clinic for the last 24 years and taking care of pets and livestock.
And pets are very susceptible to the high heat. People can sweat, but pets don't have as many defenses.
Well, that's correct. You might notice your dog does a lot of panting when they get hot. Cats do the same thing.
What are some of the signs people should look for if their pets are overheated?
Well, we've already had some overheated cases this year, particularly in dogs. A lot of times involving dogs have been taken out for a walk, even on days that weren't terribly hot. And those dogs start to breathe very rapidly, start to be a little disoriented, a little uncoordinated, and if it gets significant enough, then they actually collapse.
So what are the signs leading up to, before they start showing these symptoms, how can you tell if it's going to be too hot for your dog to be outside?
Well, that's a difficult question as far as how do we know if it's going to be too hot for him to be outside. I think it comes down to more common sense. If you're uncomfortable, there's a good chance they're going to be uncomfortable, and they wear a coat that they can't take off.
Are there certain breeds or sizes of dogs that have more trouble in the heat?
I would say our experience has been the larger dogs, and particularly the darker colored dogs.
And what can you do to cool them down if they are in some sort of heat distress?
Absolutely. That's a great question. Probably the best thing you can do to get them cooled down is to run cool water on their extremities, on their legs, much the same as if we were overheated, we'd want to run cool water on our wrists. So on their front legs, hind legs, I'm not real big on immersing them in cold water because that can throw them into shock. But you want to cool them down relatively slowly, if you will.
And dogs are probably the most common, but do other pets suffer from heat problems as well?
They certainly can. I think cats are smart enough to go hide in a shade somewhere when it's really hot. Dogs, on the other side of it, folks decide they want to take them for walks, and that's usually where we run into problems. We've also had a few cases during hot times of the year like this, where we've had some dogs with heat issues from being in cars. And we have a lot of dogs that travel around the city with their owners, and that's great. They enjoy going for a ride. Be very careful if you leave them in your car for any extended period of time at all in this kind of heat, because inside cars can get incredibly hot and cause some real problems for them.
Is hydration important as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think a lot of the things that we run into or the problems that we run into can be managed with some just good common sense, just as you were saying, shade, water. If you have dogs that aren't used to being outside in the heat and humidity, and they're used to being in air conditioning, well, you're not going to want to take them out when it's hot and humid. You want to take them out in the evening when it's cooled off.
And farm animals are another issue altogether. They're outside for most of the day. What can you do to help them?
For the most part, farm animals are going to be, for instance, in the hog world, almost all of them are inside buildings with fans that are running air across them all the time. So that's not as big of a deal with them. Your larger animals, cattle, horses, out on pasture, you don't see too many cattle during the day because they're all underneath shade trees and they come out at night and eat. So they kind of maintain themselves that way.
Are the symptoms fairly similar for farm animals as they would be for dogs?
Absolutely. Open mouth breathing, rapid respiration. Yeah, exactly the same.
And the treatment similar as well? Just get some cold water on them?
For the most part, that's exactly right. Once again, we try not to I had a horse just the other evening that went into a colic from being shocked, from being out and being ridden in the heat, and then immediately having a cold water bath. So once again, if we're going to be out there using them, we want to cool them down slowly as opposed to shocking their system with cold water on their back. Once again, water on their legs, walking them to dissipate some of that heat.
At what point should people consider veterinary treatment for their animals in the heat?
Well, I get several calls at night about dogs that might be overheated, and my advice to them is exactly what we talked about, getting them cooled down. If they're not able to get them cooled down, if they still continue to breathe rapidly, if they're not responding to them, then absolutely they need to see seek veterinary care immediately.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Tim Yoder at Tri-County Veterinary Clinic about keeping your pets safe during this high heat we're seeing. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.